you aware of when they recruited you that while you were a quarterback, you may not be a quarterback in Florida?
No, sir. I thought I was going to be QB the whole time. That was my dream, and it actually worked out being a tight end, so I can't complain about it.
When did you first hear that you weren't going to be a quarterback?
I chose that I wasn't going to be a quarterback anymore. My redshirt sophomore season, when Charlie Weiss came and he asked me what I wanted to play, I told him I'd rather just stay and stick with tight end, and just because I didn't want to be like a jack of all trades. I wanted to master a certain position, and I felt like tight end was my best shot.
How well do you know Aaron Hernandez?
I know him pretty good. That's me and my good friend. I learned a lot from him. I use that for him. Use his moves out there. Sometimes I watch him when he's with the Patriots, and me and him got a good relationship.
How often do you guys catch up?
Whenever he comes down to Florida, we catch up, see each other, and hang out for a bit.
You watch a lot of film on him now, or from Florida?
I watch a lot of film when he played at Florida.
Yeah.
That's the film I had, so that's what I watched.
Jordan, have you talked to the Packers and all, and also just kind of what comes to mind when you hear that team?
They're a great team, and great organization. Got a great quarterback and great coach. I love to play for the Packers and help them out.
Have you had a chance to meet with them at all?
Yeah, I had.
Was it one of the kind of interview formal setup, or just?
Yeah, it was a formal. It was a formal interview. It was good. All the coaches were in there, and they had some of my game film on, so it was good.
What do you want to get out of this this week here, or these few days for you in the combine? What are you hoping to accomplish or show teams?
I'm helping to show teams that my football knowledge, and show them that I'm intelligent enough to learn the playbook, and also show them my athletic ability and 40 and bench press and things like that.
Go ahead.
No, what did you weigh in? It's just height and weight.
I was 6'2", 204, and I weighed 236.
When did you feel like a tight end?
I felt like a tight end this last season. This is my first season where I felt comfortable playing the position, and was able to run after the catch. I felt way more comfortable at it, and just more familiar with the position. Totally.
Okay, does that quarterback background kind of give you maybe a better feel for the passing game, of maybe you kind of inside what the quarterback's thinking, maybe like a scramble drill or whatever?
Definitely. Exactly. On the scramble drill, I would go to spots where I would want the receiver to go. If I was a scramble, in certain zones where I would sit down, where I would want a guy to sit down if I was playing QB, and I would see openings easier at the position.
Was it a tough decision to leave, and what went into the decision?
It was a tough decision. We had a great team coming up, and the Gators are going to be great next year, so I wanted to be a part of that, but I talked to my family, and decided it was the best choice for me to come out right now.
How's your blocking? Were you saying did it improve last year?
Definitely improved from 1 year. My coach Derek Lewis, he worked with me a lot on in the off season, getting stronger. And the lifting coach Delman brought in a new system with the Olympic lifts, and I just felt way stronger out there this season, and it helped me a lot in the blocking game.
Did you play online or in line, or were you mainly flexed out?
It was about 50-50. We were a pro-style offense, but had some spread formations involved. And I played with my hand in there about half the time and half the other time.
At 236, have some of the teams talked to you like they want you to get a little heavier? Or no?
Nobody mentioned that so far. Maybe when I get to the team, they want me to put some weight on it. I can do that easily.
This position's really evolved the last couple of years. Is there a guy in the NFL you kind of pattern your game after?
Well, I run to be my own player, but the player I'm most similar to would probably be Aaron Hernandez right now, and just because of his athleticism. And we have similar athletic ability and routes, so Aaron Hernandez.
And he's a former Gator. Has you have a relationship with him? Has he given you any advice during the process?
Definitely, we have a relationship. I watched him. And I watched his film. As a Gator, I took some of his routes and used them. Created my own little thing to him. But every time he comes down to Gainesville, we link up and hang out, and he's my boy. So.
What advice is he giving you about the combine and the interviews and how to handle this whole process?
Just take it all in, enjoy the experience, and have fun with it. Just show what I can do and have a good time.
Did you take the red shirt your second year there
because of injury or because it was a logjam at quarterback?
Nah, my freshman year is when I took the redshirt. I played my redshirt freshman year.
You played quarterback your redshirt freshman
year? Yes, sir.
And then that's when Charlie came in after that season?
Yes, sir.
And asked where you wanted to go?
Yes, sir.
And you did the math and saw who was still there and how they, and just figured you wanted to play?
Yes, sir.
And that's why, tight end?
I was familiar with it. They used me there my freshman year a little bit, so I felt like I could do something with it with some practice and repetition. So and that's what I did. So it was a good choice.
You said you're sitting here now saying it was a good choice for you. You're happy to be here. Could you safely be called that first year a reluctant tight end?
Nah.
Nah?
No, sir. I was just happy to be playing for the Gators. You know, that was a dream of mine, and I was just happy to be out there starting, and I felt privileged, so I wasn't reluctant at all.
How does a kid from Connecticut have a dream of playing for Florida?
Just because in Connecticut you hear about how it's the great, you hear about Florida and how Florida football is
the swamp and all that.
It's the best football in the nation, and those where the best players go, and I always wanted to be a part of that.
You talk about your decision, and your parents were influence on it. How about Coach Muschamp? Did he sway either way? Was he supportive? How was he when you told him?
He was just supportive of whatever I decided to do. He knew I had a shot to be pick in the NFL draft, so he was supportive of me and just gave me information that I asked him for, and he helped me out throughout the whole process.
Do you feel like the quarterback background that you have gives you a little bit of an advantage over maybe some other tight ends because you know the guy throwing you the ball, what's going through his mind a little
Definitely.
Bit?
Definitely. On scramble drills and on certain zone plays where the defense in the zone and certain holes to sit down in where I want a guy to sit down and just things like that where you got to do things on the fly and you expect somebody to be in a certain spot.
What advantages to playing in the SEC gives you and other guys in that conference when they get to the next level?
Well, I feel like there's so much high draft picks that come out of the SEC each year, and a lot of the guys in the NFL right now are stars in the SEC, so it's like almost playing against NFL talent every week, you know, and I feel like it gives me an advantage because I'm used to that level of play and that speed of football, so I feel like it'll give me an edge when I get to the next level.
In the conference, who was maybe the toughest linebacker, defensive back that you went against covering you?
This year or my whole career?
Your whole career in the SEC.
Probably, definitely Courtney Upshaw. When we played against Alabama, he was the toughest guy I went against at the linebacker position.
How about this draft?
This draft, Jarvis Jones, no doubt.
How much interaction have you had with the Patriots to this point?
None right now. None? I haven't talked to him so far.
Okay. Were you familiar with, I know Belichick has spent a lot of time with, when Urban Meyer was there, he spent a lot of time in Florida. Did that overlap with your time there at all? Did you ever see him on campus?
I saw him one time when Charlie Weiss first came down there in spring ball. He came to one of the practices, and that was pretty much the only time I saw him.
You ever think about playing? Belichick loves drafting himself some Gators. You ever think about playing for the Patriots at all?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, any team I could play for, I'd love to play for. So.
Jordan, who's your agent?
Mike George.
Mike George. And have you talked to the Rams at all?
Yeah, I talked to them.
In the room or just make a call?
Informal.
Do you get stuff from all the teams?
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff.
You're going to go home with a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
Jordan, what's it like when you see the Gronkowskis, the Jimmy Graham, all these athletic tight ends taking you over the NFL? What do you think that means for you?
I feel like it gives me a shot, and it gave me a shot to be here today, and because they're drafting my type of player nowadays, and because we create big mismatches for the offense, and we do a lot of things in the passing game, so it's helping me out a lot.
You've been very successful, obviously, in Florida. What do you think you need to do to take your game to the next level in the NFL?
I think I need to sharpen my routes more and become a sure-handed guy. I catch the ball good, but I don't want to have any drops in the next level. And I know it happens, but I'm going to keep working on my hands and become a better blocker for sure.